Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Lamed Aleph, Bechoros 31. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the fifth chapter of Tractate Bechoros. The chapter is called Kol Psui HaMukdashin. And in our Mishnah, in the beginning of the fifth chapter, our Mishnah says, Kol Psui HaMukdashin, if something is disqualified for being served in the temple, from being brought as an offering, Nimkarin Be'itlis. Then we say that since the money is going to go to the temple, it should be the meat that was redeemed should be sold in the market, so that they can get more money for the temple. However, chutz min habechor v'ha'maaser, but bechor and maaser, the firstborn animal and the tenth animal, if they become disqualified and they can't go on, they can't be brought. Therefore, they could be sold. They have to be sold in the house. Shani yasal balam, because those sacred animals, if their meat is sold, the money goes to the owner, and so therefore we say the owner should get less profit because it's going to him and not to the temple, and so therefore it should be sold in the house. So the Gemara challenges this. Bishlama b'chor, I understand why a firstborn animal we cannot sell it in the normal manner, because but itlus hudulam is daben, because we can't sell it in the market because that's going to be disrespectful to the meat. Haba besam is daben, but in the house we are allowed to sell it because we know that we're allowed to sell such firstborn meat, and it's not going to be considered disgraceful if we sell in the house. Ela meiser bebesam is daben. However, the meiser behema, the tenth animal, is it even permitted to sell it in the house? Vatanya, but we learned in a brisa, baba by a firstborn animal, it says about it that lo tifteh, that it cannot be redeemed. But what does that mean? That the Kohen is allowed to sell it. V'nim karchai, the Kohen could sell it to others, even though it's alive. However, by Meiser, but with respect to the tenth animal, it says, lo yigael, cannot be redeemed. And what does that mean? Einu nimkar lo chai v'lo shachat, lo tam v'lo balmum, that the Meiser animal is not allowed to be sold because it's going to be considered disrespectful to Kachim. And so therefore we see that this is a new prohibition by the Meiser, that it's not allowed to be sold. If that's the case, how can we say that the Meiser behema can be sold even in the house? So the Gemara says, "Hamilsa ikashileg or Rav Sheshes Beorta." This question was indeed very difficult for Rav Sheshes at night. Vishanya bekadmusa mi baraisa, and he answers this. He answered in the morning. He got up in the morning and he answered it on the basis of a braisa. And the Gemara is going to bring that braisa. And the Gemara says, "Bamaiser behema shall yisoma maskinan." And what we're referring to, when our Mishnah says that you're allowed to sell the Meiser Behema in the house, that's referring to a unique case of the Meiser animal of an orphan. And the orphan, and the reason why we allow them to sell it is because the orphan was unable to eat it. And so therefore, Mishum Hashavas Aveda Nagaba, the rabbis were concerned that the orphans will lose money. And so therefore, for this reason, they allowed it to be sold. And so therefore, they said that a person that after it got a blemish on it, the Meiser Behema could be sold in order to support these orphans. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Idi Sarsia de Rav Sheshes Have. Rabbi Idi Rashi says, the attendant to Rav Sheshes. And Shama Mine, Rav Idi heard Rav Sheshes say this. And also Amar Bimidrasha. He repeated in the academy. He says the distinction between the two texts is when it's allowed to be sold, it's because it's the animal of an orphan, and that's why we allow it to be sold. But he didn't say it. Lo Amar Mishmei, he didn't say it in the name of Rav Sheshes. So Shama Rav Sheshes and Ikbar Rav Sheshes heard this and was very upset at Rav Idi for not saying it his name. And he said, Amar Man da Akitz li Katze Ak Rabba. He says, the one who stung me, let a scorpion sting him. Meaning to say, he did something very disrespectful, and because he didn't say something in my name, so let him be struck. So the Gemara wants to know, why was Rav Sheshes so upset? Rav Sheshes, my nafkal emine, why did he care if it was said in his name? And it can't be that it's just about bringing redemption to the world, because that we know from elsewhere that if somebody says something in somebody else's name, it's bringing redemption to the world, because nobody else was upset. Why was Rav Sheshes the only one upset? And so the Gemara says the reason why Rav Sheshes wanted to be said in his word is because in his name, because he wanted the teaching to go out there to the world in his name, because there's a benefit for him. Because the Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Maidach Siv, what does it say in the verse? What do we understand the verse from Psalm 61? 5, Agura ba'alcha olamim, I will dwell in your tents in the worlds. And says the Gemara, v'chi efshar adam la'agur b'shnei olamim, can a person really live in two worlds? Why does it say olamim, in the worlds? So this is what David HaMelech meant. Amar David, King David intended, ribono shel olam, master of the universe, yomru davar shmua mipi ba'olam hazeh, let there be a teaching from my mouth in this world. Meaning David HaMelech wanted that after he died, that his Torah should be taught from his mouth. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai taught, Kol Talmud Chacham Sha'amrum Davar Shmuel Mipiv Bo'am HaZeh, any Torah scholar where they cite his teaching in this world, Sif Sosov Dovivos Bakever, his lips are moving in the grave. Meaning to say, if we quote a Torah scholar in this world, after the Torah scholar has died, it's going to cause his lips to move in the grave. Now, most commentaries say this is not meant literally, it's meant symbolically, but some say it means that because the Torah is connected to the soul, it's literally causing the lips to move in the grave, because the spiritual is being awakened and the spiritual is being moved because the spiritual is eternal. And we see from here is a very powerful idea, that when a person goes to the grave of a tzaddik, and a person visits the grave, and there are many reasons to do so, many strong reasons to do so, but if a person goes there, it's a very important thing that a person should be quoting the Torah of that tzaddik, the Torah of that righteous person at the grave, because this is going to cause their soul to be awakened. And this is the idea of quoting in the name of somebody else, because you're going to cause their teachings to go out into the world in their name, and they'll benefit from that, from that fact that their lips will be eternal, that their teachings will be eternal, and this will help the eternality of their soul.